You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. Coming up, we'll find out how populations of freshwater mussels in Wisconsin are faring.
First, the Clinton Foundation has been well known in the nonprofit world, but in the race for president, the organization has come under scrutiny. Republicans have said it raises conflicts of interest for Hillary Clinton, and Donald Trump recently called for a special prosecutor to investigate Clinton and the foundation.
Suspicions around the foundation have heightened after emails sent through Hillary Clinton's private server showed foundation donors getting access to State Department staff. The AP did an analysis of various meetings that Clinton had, and according to their report released today, there was increased access given to those donors.
Joining us now to tell us more about the controversy surrounding the Clinton Foundation is one of the authors of that report. Eileen Sullivan is an Associated Press reporter based in Washington, D.C. Eileen, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, before we get into what you broke in that news, just give us a little Clinton Foundation 101. What is it?
Well, it's a foundation that former President Bill Clinton started when he left office, and it has donors from around the world. It has other nonprofits under its umbrella. The most well-known one is the Clinton Global Initiative, and that is an annual meeting where other nonprofit organizations come and meet and sort of join this membership where their commitments are partnered with others, and it's under this umbrella.
If this were something that was just done by an ex-president, it probably wouldn't be getting that much scrutiny. The problems seem to arise because it was involved with a secretary of state and now a would-be president. Is that where we're seeing a lot of the problems, with concerns about donations to this foundation being seen as maybe a way to buy influence with Hillary Clinton?
Well, these concerns came up before she was even confirmed Secretary of State. In 2008, the Clintons did their own memorandum of understanding to disclose the names of the donors to the foundation. And the issue, they were particularly concerned with foreign donors, and the issue took up some of her hearing before the Senate before she was confirmed.
Now, tell us about this newer analysis that you and the AP did of Hillary Clinton's meetings, who she met with, and what and who was donating to the Clinton Foundation. What did you discover?
What we found was we looked at everyone that Secretary Clinton met with, and we left out U.S. government officials because she would obviously be meeting with them, foreign dignitaries because as the top diplomat she would be meeting with them. And what we found is there were 154 people from private interests. And of those, 85 individually donated or their organizations contributed to the Clinton Foundation.
So of the people, private people in the private world, more than half had donated to the Clinton Foundation. Is the suggestion here that they got attention from Hillary Clinton that was in excess of what anyone else would, that they got preferential treatment in a way?
Well, that's the question. Did they? And this going forward, if she becomes president, even if the Clinton Foundation stops accepting corporate donations and foreign donations, which they said is what they would do if she's elected, what happens to these 6,000 people who have already contributed?
Talking to Eileen Sullivan, Associated Press reporter, about Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Eileen was part of a report drawing connections between donors to the Clinton Foundation and who had access to meet with Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State. Can you talk about some of the who here? What kind of people are you talking about who had donated to the Clinton Foundation and then subsequently met with Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State?
Sure. Well, these are people. One is a Bangladeshi economist who won the 2006 Nobel Peace Prize, and he met with Secretary Clinton three times and talked with her by phone during a period when the Bangladeshi government authorities investigated his oversight of a nonprofit bank. And he had felt that he was being unfairly targeted by the Bangladeshi government and had some concerns about it. And Secretary Clinton forwarded those onto her staff and basically referred them to the agency's top East Asia expert.
And who else was on this list of donors who also met with Clinton?
So we also have the chairman of a Wall Street investment bank, the Blackstone Group, and he was part of a group of investment bank officials who met with Clinton in New York. And the next day, Secretary Clinton emailed her staff raising an issue about a visa issue that this chairman had, and asked if her staff could figure out what was going on with that. So basically, you know, he asked, can you look into this? We're having some, you know, hard time. And she followed through.
And in what you're looking at, does it appear from where you're sitting as a reporter, maybe not a legal expert or a prosecutor, does it appear that in what you've looked at, legal lines were crossed, laws were broken?
We haven't found that. The ethics, the MOU that was signed in 2008, you know, nothing. It doesn't appear that anything illegal happened. I mean, this, again, is an issue of access and the appearance of a potential conflict of interest.
And in your reporting, as you write in the piece where you talk about this, a lot of people are worried about that issue of access and the idea of conflict of interest. What kind of reaction have we seen to this information?
Well, I mean, clearly the campaign is pushing back. They've said that Secretary Clinton would have met with these 85 people anyway. And others are just wondering, you know, what happens if she becomes president?
And you mentioned that changes would happen, or we've heard that changes will happen in the Clinton Foundation if Hillary Clinton becomes president. Can you talk a little more about what they've talked about in terms of how it would change in what kind of donations they would take, what kind of changes the organization would make?
Sure. They said that the foundation will only accept contributions from U.S. citizens and permanent residents, and they will no longer take foreign donations or corporate donations, and the Clintons themselves would distance themselves from the leadership of the foundation, and it would be renamed the Clinton Foundation from the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation, which is what it's called now.
And I understand also that the Clinton Foundation is looking at spinning off some parts of what they do into separate, I think, existing nonprofits. Is that being seen as an answer to some of these concerns?
Well, certainly they're posing it as an answer. What it doesn't change is what's already happened. And will those people who have already contributed get special access to a President Clinton if that's what happens in November?
What questions do you see out there that remain unanswered that you're hoping to tackle yourself or the Associated Press as an organization when it comes to the Clinton Foundation?
Well, we'd like to see more of her calendars. The Associated Press asked in 2010 for the State Department to provide her calendars, and they didn't. And we asked again in 2013, and they didn't. So last year, we had to sue for them. So our reporting for this story was based on her calendars covering all of her tenure as Secretary of State and on some of the more detailed schedules of meetings and phone calls that covered roughly half that period. And we are getting more in dribs and drabs per a judge's order and hope to have the complete picture before the election.
Eileen, in some ways, this is a pretty common conversation. Do donations, say, to a candidate's campaign give access to the donors, to that politician? This is a little different, though. This is a foundation. A lot of money can come in. It's an outside interest in a lot of ways. Is this a unique story for Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation that we don't usually see in American politics?
Well, Hillary Clinton is a unique story that we don't usually see in American politics. So, yes, the Clinton Foundation has, you know, such a broad reach. Obviously, the Clintons have political donors as well. I mean, it's this issue of access is certainly going to be coming up. It already has. The idea that this wouldn't be an issue or, you know, that she would have met with these people anyway, well, then, you know, why was there an MOU in 2008? Why is former President Bill Clinton already taking these steps with the foundation and distancing the family from it in case she's elected president? I mean, there's an understanding that this issue is going to come up.
Eileen, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date.
My pleasure.
That was Eileen Sullivan, Associated Press reporter based in Washington. She joined us to talk about a report she did with the Associated Press on Clinton Foundation donors and the access they got to Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State.